This is Chapter 16 of The War on Waste Paradox by Len Bertain, read by Len Bertain. Dr. Michaels again addressed the class. He asked everyone if they had any ideas about the CRB Change Review Board. After Mr. Grimes made his speech to Calvin and then to the class, it was clear that the CRB was important. Everyone was anxious to put in his or her 10 cents. Buck jumped in first. First of all, we have to make sure that we keep track of the number of steps we take off that process map. Remember that we could put a few bucks in my pocket. Let's just say that the first thing the CRB is responsible for is the process map. Every step eliminated is $1,000 for the kitty. If we divide it 120 ways, that's $8.33 for me. So I said, that is the number one priority. Calvin couldn't follow the talk about the process map. He hadn't been in class during the discussion, and he didn't know what the process map was. Dr. Michaels pulled it out, unrolled the paper, and showed that the map what it looked like. Buck went up to the front of the class and explained it to Calvin, why it was so important to the CRB. As soon as Buck finished his explanation, Calvin said, okay, I got it. Every time we eliminate one of these lines, Mr. Grimes puts $1,000 in the kitty. He looked right at Mr. Grimes. Did you agree to that? Mr. Grimes said he did, and he wanted to know the plan to be followed to ensure that the steps were eliminated. Calvin assured him that the CRB would manage that problem and report to him weekly. Calvin then asked the class, would you like the CRB to meet weekly? Everyone nodded yes. Where would you like me to post the minutes of our meetings and results of progress to date? No one had an idea. Mr. Grimes said, okay. I want to know what is going on, and I want to know as it happens. As Dr. LB is fond of saying, we don't want to play a game and find out the score 4 weeks later. Let's post everything going on daily. Why don't we post everything on the bulletin board near the time clock? Everyone goes by there to get there to the employee parking lot. When no one responded, he said, okay, from now on, that's the CRB's exclusive board. The bulletin board near the time clock was 4 feet high and about 12 feet long. It had traditionally been reserved for union and safety business. Everyone agreed that it was a good spot to track CRB minutes and progress reports. It was a lot of space, but Calvin gladly accepted the space for reporting the activities of the CRB. Dr. Michaels continued to probe for other ideas about the responsibilities of the CRB. Gus was concerned about priorities. How is Calvin going to set priorities? He hasn't been here long enough to know what is important. He might think that he's doing a good job, and he might be emphasizing the wrong things. I know it is important to have something like a CRB, but how do we handle these issues? As he looked at Dr. Michaels for an answer, Dr. Michaels came back to the class. Does anyone have an answer for Gus? Andrew raised his hand and Mac yelled and called at him. You know, I've been thinking about this since the beginning. I now see how to prioritize the problem. That's pretty simple. We identify the wastes and we look at how big they are when we want to quantify them at $25 an hour. So that gives us a way to determine the size of the problems relative to each other. We can then estimate the cost to fix the wastes, what we do with this information, and so forth. I can almost see what needs to be done, but it isn't clear. Mac, do you have any way to organize the data so that Calvin and the CRB can make decisions we understand? Bravo, Mac yelled. Believe me, Andrew and I didn't team up and plan this. But that was a beautiful question to ask. It was perfect. Yes, as a matter of fact, we do have a technique that makes the process easy to follow, and here it is. First of all, look in your workbooks and you'll see the chart. It was a 2x2 grid with value on one axis vertical and costs on the other side horizontal. High value was at the top, low value was at the bottom. Low cost was on the left, high cost was on the right. There was a circle around the high value, low cost quadrant, which was the war on waste. Something that had high cost and high value was considered a strategic initiative. A low cost, low waste, low value was a big waste. Things that had high cost but low value were essential support activities. He turned to on the overhead projector and put on a transparency. So, if you set your waste elimination size along the horizontal axis, you will have what we call the benefit. If you eliminate a waste, you are creating a benefit for the company. On this chart, we equate benefit and waste. They are the same. One is the glass is half full, a benefit. The other, glass is half empty, a waste. If you eliminate a waste, you create a benefit for the company. Does everyone understand this? Tony was confused. Is this what everyone else calls a cost-benefit analysis? I've seen them before, but I never saw it presented this way. But why is this different? Max said, does anyone have any help for Tony? I do, but I would be more interested in your input than mine. Jim was anxious to contribute and raised his hand. Mac acknowledged him and Jim responded. I think that the way we did cost-benefit analysis before was always tied to buying a piece of equipment. We never seemed to do it for minor projects around the plant. We either did them or we didn't. We didn't have a way to easily prioritize some of those jobs. By expressing the waste eliminated as a benefit, everyone can see what is going on. Implementation decisions will be of public knowledge. Everyone can then understand what is happening. I like this because there are a lot of small projects that don't get done for any number of reasons. As I see the process, you identify a waste and cost it out. You then estimate the cost of fixing it or eliminating it. You have the CRB determine what we mean by high cost or low cost. We'll have Calvin and his team determine the point when the cost is a low cost or a high cost. So we look for those items that have low cost and high benefit. In Arisa's slide, you'll call that a piece of cake. Is that right? Mac nodded and Jim continued. When they are prioritized like this, they will get done as if their cost is low and their benefit is high. Jim, that was excellent. Calvin, do you see why the CRB is so important? Absolutely, Calvin answered. Over the years, I've made a lot of decisions for all the wrong reasons. This approach won't keep us from making bad decisions, but it will certainly make it more difficult. We will be able to ensure that identified wastes are eliminated and problems that are really screwing things up get taken care of quickly. I can see that, but I have another problem. How do we keep from making the following mistake? Suppose sales is getting ready to phase out a product, and we decide to fix a problem on that particular line. Wouldn't we be wasting money? How do we prioritize that job? Doing it on a cost-benefit analysis alone won't tell me what to do. Mac responded with a smile. You could tell that he was smart and he was excited about this discussion. He might even be an okay guy. I liked the way he responded to Mr. Grimes, and I liked the problem he had just identified. It even appeared that Calvin had anticipated Mac's next slide as he put it up on the projector. Mac then asked, can everyone see this? Everyone nodded that they could. At the top was a sign, words said mission relevant. To the right was mission high, in relevance to the mission high, and low was in the left box. It was again a number 2x2 array. And then success factor was high or low. Mac went, see this slide? This completes the loop for you, Calvin. If we know the project's relevance to the mission of the company, and we know whether it's likely to be a successful project or not, we can fill in this chart. On one axis, we have mission relevance, so we decide whether the project is of high or low relevance to the mission of the company. At that point, Buck asked spontaneously, what's the mission of our company? Mac turned to Mr. Grimes and asked him, do you have an answer? Mr. Grimes started to respond, but deferred to Roland. Roland was anxious to help at this point because Mr. Grimes was without a solid answer. We don't call it a mission statement, we call it our goal. I don't have the business plan in front of me, but I think it reads something like to become the best supplier of pumps in the industry. Mac had a funny look on his face. His brows went up and he asked, is anyone familiar with the project to get someone to land on the Mars or the moon? Everyone nodded and Mac continued. How would you describe the mission statement for that project? Mr. Grimes was interested in this discussion and he responded, to land a man on the moon or Mars and return him to Earth alive. Everyone laughed at Mr. Grimes' humor and his emphasis. I would say that was a reasonably good answer in spite of the laughter, Mac noted. And how would you relate that mission statement to the one Roland just gave? What should the mission statement contain? Is it the same as a goal or objective? Roland said, I can't see the difference between a mission statement and a goal. isn't our goal the same as a mission statement? Well, to be quite frank, in my opinion, your statement was closer to a mission statement than a goal. I think of a mission statement as the overall reason why you're in business, and the goal is how you intend to achieve that mission. You may have a general mission and several goals that will allow you to achieve that mission. Everyone in the company has the same mission, but they have different goals to contribute to the success of the mission. In your case, Roland, the sales department has a different set of goals than the production department. Each of your goals contributes to the success of the company mission, and your key results will measure the accomplishment of those things that need to be done to complete your goals. Is that clear?
Ah,
I was now starting to understand. I really needed a better mission statement than Roland gave moments earlier. We needed to restate the mission. I felt comfortable with what was going on, and so I jumped in with my thoughts. Mac, if what you say is right, then we need to come up with a mission statement we can use for the CRB. Is that right? Mac nodded, and I continued. I would think we want to be the best pump manufacturer in the world that uses all the employees to the max. Isn't that mission statement possible? Mr. Grimes agreed. I was really now excited. Isn't that what you and Dr. Elby are preaching? You want everyone to contribute positively, and you want to be a good manufacturer. Excuse me, the best manufacturer, right? That's the end of Chapter 16, Part 1. Thank you very much for your listening. We'll see you in Chapter 16, Part 2.